Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Thursday, June 23rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. The food crisis in West Africa tops our news today. Millions are at risk of starvation after 2004's drought and locust infestation. Evangelical Baptist Missions Chris Marine says they've reinstituted the relief fund to help. That, in turn, will help bridge the gap between Christianity and Islam. Often, relationships with the people are the final key to opening the door for the gospel. And the man who helped millions of people discover they could read and understand Scripture has died. Dr. Kenneth Taylor passed away June 10th at the age of 88. He was best known for his work on the Living Bible. His passion to get the Bible translated into the languages of the world resulted in a partnership between the Tyndale House Foundation and the Seed Company. As a result, the Scriptures are now available in the languages spoken by 100 million people. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Find hundreds of short-term mission trips at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip to get connected. I'm Greg Yoder.